DJ in the land. Can somebody tell me where's Los Angeles, California? I'm talking about swimming pools, movie stars, you know, palm trees and all that kind of shit. Just hanging around West Side. Okay. They got hype like a motherfucker, right? Me, myself, I like the shit, because, you know, I like to be around people that got a lot of money and shit, you know. Because y'all don't know money like I know money. Do you ever realize, though, when you got it going on, you can go to the ATM machine and just hit withdraw? And I don't know what it is. You know, black women, we getting so much money nowadays, you know, with the fingernail shit. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen them fingernails 16 inches long, 14 different colors. You don't need all them fucking fingernails. How you expect to go through a man's pockets while he's asleep at night with all them fucking nails? You gonna fuck around and get caught and fuck it up for the rest of us. As women, all you need is tight pussy, big titties, and know how to give a good dick lick, and niggas will love you. You know, because, you know, even women with money, they starting to trip nowadays, like Halle Berry. Can you believe that Halle Berry left her husband, David Justice? I'm talking about fine-ass David Justice. I'm talking about got it going on, David Justice. I'm talking about cha-ching, David Justice. She left David Justice because she found out that he was fucking another woman. Ladies, let me explain some shit to you. When you are fucking $1,000 man, shit is different than when you're fucking $1 million man. When you are fucking $1 million man, shit ain't supposed to bother you like when you're fucking $1,000 man. Baby, if David Justice was married to a businesswoman like myself, he could be butt naked in bed with another bitch. I'd be laying next to him playing with his nuts from the back. Cause I'm not waiting to exhale. I'm waiting to go to the mall on their ass, okay? Y'all just don't know money like I know money. You know, and see, don't get me wrong. Cause see, I always tell women, be careful, you know. Don't expect a man just to give you his money. But you want to be compensated for your skills. And ladies, you always have to practice your skills. Because little do you know, there's a shortage of men. Now look at they looking at me like they really don't know this shit. There's a shortage of men. And if you don't have your skills tight, by the year 2000, some of y'all gonna be sharing men. Now, I don't like to give away my shit, but I can tell you some shit you can do to practice your skills. What you do one night when you and your man, y'all just chilling, get you a banana. Sit down next to him. Unpeel the banana. Put you some peanut butter all over the banana. Put a little honey on it for lubrication. Now see, the purpose of this drill is for you to take all of the peanut butter off the banana without doing two things. Ladies, first of all, you must not put teeth marks on the banana. Second of all, you must not break the banana. Now see, while you're doing this for him, he's gonna seem like he's really not all that interested. But believe me, when he speaks about you to his friends, he gonna be speaking in peanut butter lingo. They gonna say, you getting ready to go over to some more house in a jiffy. You still fucking some more damn Skippy. Because I'm one of those women, I believe you gotta practice your skills. You gotta show them what to do to you. I get so tired of women coming to me talking about, you know, I just can't find a man that can satisfy me. Ladies, you gotta teach them how to satisfy you. Now, like I said, I don't like to give away my shit, but I'm gonna tell y'all some shit that you can do.
Sugar and cream. Your eggs are over easy. Your toast to you in any style and fashion. You love it with a real passion.
You love it with a real passion.
Say that.
Ja, brada nga sisa, dis ben de spesrutu fu joan shwiti, tapa deiti de fu Goede Vrijdag. Mi bijdrage, spesrutu gi anuang brada nga sa, bigin a yoru pishoru fu seibioru mamanteng, telek nou. Me wensen alle brada nga sa, abrawatra winsot si ude, wan blessi. Goede Vrijdag Day, Tamara Satra, Stille Zaterdag, dat want taki vaningen, taki bouw de rustig, bezinningsdag, Udema Kandra, familie Kompe, en dat zo je kiesi den tra feesten day, Pasen, eerste paasdag, tweede paasdag, dat zo de feesten die ik go makamakamdra. Maar wansani sang akrakti sang miwang prati fosi mi bar ajosi baka. Laten wij samen proberen onze lichtjes te laten schijnen. Leren elkaar helpende handen te reiken. Rondom ons de vrede bewaken om samen deze wereld een stukje beter te maken. Want een lichtje is sterker dan alle duisternis in de wereld. Bikasi ay jestagna steeds weer gwenuan dungru. Want dungru leki unomap komopomoro soso bruya e wakamitunu. Ma, utang ori abribi, brada en sisa. En namens de heel kroefu Radio Razo, upsa ding feeste di sa ekonde. Eerste paasdag, tweede paase. Ma, udenki boom, let op, tap makandra. Uno godusan sang no fiti meki akancha ungo na bruya ma utang na awang u let op makar nog steeds abruya as den atakrusiki sang udeneni e dry loan to no moneni anoa abiwan keba ma meku takeso alasan oktu abuan biging nanga wan keba. Wan shwiti feeste di. Me wensen ala brada en sisa. Namens Heri Kru fu Radio Razo. Deko meneer Fris van Eyck. Wan shwiti de ook tu giyuyu familie kompe alasma den feeste di seikonde. Odi odi.
que tu fantasía eras la cumbre de mis sueños, tú mi mayor empeño, te convertiste en mi obsesión.
into my life. Back into my life.
Cause my raps is tight, these fucking punks. take that shit back to y'all camp enough. You sleep on that dick. It's like
your punk ass, you old fake ass nigga, standing there wearing all them Pendletons and khakis and all that, you soft as a motherfucking grape. Ain't this a motherfucking bitch? I can see right through your flower ass. Some of these niggas is bitches too, man, I tell you. It's gonna be harder and harder to be a thug in 94, but we gonna do this shit. Y'all take this shit and you play this shit for every single fake ass bitch out there. And there's plenty of them. You probably got one sitting next to you right now, bobbing his fake ass head to this dope ass shit that he listening to. Fake ass motherfucking bitch. Die in 94.
I make this in the nicest way possible, man. You know? I mean, Deus me perdoe se é crime ou pecado, mas eu sou assim, fugindo ao modo, fugia de mim, cantando uma balada e nada me dói. Se é bom, que dá